Well, a very, very warm welcome to St. Margaret's and a very blessed new year to you. So thank you first of all to Robert, who's playing the organ for us. And my notes tell me here that Ali wants to come out and talk about toddlers. So Ali, come. Right.
Yes, as most of you know, I'm sure, I run a toddler group on a Wednesday morning. And of course, for the last couple of years, we haven't really been able to run it. A lot of the folk who help are quite elderly now and are finding it difficult to come back. So really what I'm asking is if there's anybody who would be willing to come and help out, maybe even just on a temporary basis. We hope to start a week on Wednesday, the 12th, I think it is. I'd be really grateful if anybody feels they can help out for a few months or so. That'd be great. Thank you. Bye.
David's just organising some Bethlehem carol sheets for you because we need them for the second carol. You'll see on your notice sheet, and I do hope that you read and inwardly digest all the information on here, all the big words and the small print at the end. You'll see at the top there's a bit about Moses. They're about to go into the promised land, and Moses says to the Lord, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here." The Old Testament lectionary readings this week were of Jonah. And of course, Jonah was commanded by the Lord. And what Jonah did was he turned and ran the other way. Well, of course, the Lord appears to Moses and he says, "Yes, I will go with you. And here's my glory." And the Lord catches up with Jonah. Oh, thank you. And the Lord catches up with Jonah. He uses the whale to do it. So those are very important messages for us in these uncertain times as we enter a new year. Because the Lord's promise to us is he will go with us into the new year. And more than that, where we forget him or go in the wrong direction, he will chase after us and catch us and bring us back. So whatever we are facing, the only safety is when we journey with the Lord and in his strength and trusting in him. So let's pray. Father, as we enter this new year, we put our hand into your hand. Grant us the grace to hold on. And where we lack the strength, would you hold on to us? So we turn afresh to you this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. And our first hymn is in Songs of Fellowship, and it's number 892. "Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided." Number 892.
Yeah.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And we say together, loving Lord Jesus, we come to sing to you, to pray to you, and to hear you speaking to us. Help us to know that you are with us, now and always. Amen. So we sit or kneel for our confession. So New Year is the time for New Year's resolutions, and I'm sure many of you have forgot them. But we're now here in God's presence for something different, something a better way, for God to change us in the very depths of our being. So we say sorry to God for our failures. For Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So let us bring our secret sins into his light and confess them to him. And we say together, O God, our gracious Father, you know us as we really are. You know our selfishness, our anger and resentment, our fear and laziness, our hardness of heart, our need to begin again. Father, we have failed you often and ask your forgiveness. Help us to live that others may know your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for today. O God, who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we who know you now by faith may at last behold your glory face to face through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So please be seated as Sylvia and then Alison come with their readings.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 to 14. This is what the Lord says. Sing with joy for Jacob. Shout for the foremost of the nations. Make your praises heard and say, Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of water, on a level path where they will not stumble, because I'm Israel's father, and Ephraim is my firstborn son. Hear the word of the Lord, you nations. Proclaim it in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For the Lord will deliver Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord. The grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, the young of the flocks and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priests with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 14. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Before David comes and reads our gospel and preaches, we're going to sing our next carol, We Three Kings of Orient Are, bearing gifts who travel afar. It's a clue to what David's going to be speaking about in a moment. We stand to sing number 21.
Star of light. Please be seated for the Gospel. The Gospel is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard that, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Jerusalem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, for as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may go too and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on the way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Now, I was expecting to have some children because it's a family service. So my volunteers, we're all children, aren't we? We'll be going to the back of the church. Notice how it's children that go to the back of the church. We're all children, remember. Thank you. Thanks very much indeed. That's lovely. Thank you. Good. And King Herod is in the middle. You probably notice him. I'm going to the back of the church, and we're going to do our journey to Bethlehem, stopping on the way, of course, at Jerusalem. Right, are we ready? So we are now travelling from the far east, and we're going towards Jerusalem first. Good. Can you hear? Good. Excellent. We're going towards Jerusalem. Here we go. And here we stop. And there's King Herod. Hello, King Herod.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Okay, thank you. That's fine. I hear that there's a king to be born in somewhere in Israel here. Do you know about it?
Yes, it's fantastic, isn't it? Great news. I welcome it. I love having extra kings in my kingdom.
I think that's great, don't you? Would you, when we find out where it is, would you like to know?
Of course, I want to go and worship him.
Oh, do we believe him?
No.
Thank you, King Herod. Carry on.
Just put the gifts down now. I think. Oh, wait a minute. We want to know what the gifts are, don't we? Right, here we have myrrh. That seems the wrong word, doesn't it? Never mind. It doesn't matter. And what did the myrrh look like? Oh, yes. You don't need to open it. Just shake it. And give it to the star. That's right, yeah. And we have frankincense. And that's a picture, isn't it? Well done. And there's the frankincense. It's green. There we are. And later on, we might open those boxes and enjoy them. And gold. There's the gold. It's upside down, but never mind. Not really, no. Shake it. We all know what gold looks like, don't we? Thank you. Present those. And you can sit on the chair, as I said, wherever you like. Okay? Thank you. Super. Okay. So we now have come to Bethlehem. And we're worshipping the baby. Can you see the baby there? We sing the song, We Three Kings of Orient Are. We don't know that there were three of them, and we don't know that they're kings. The Bible doesn't tell us. And the word Orient may be stretching things quite far. We call them three because they gave three presents: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And you might know that the names Balthazar, Melchior, and Caspar, but those names are not found in the Bible. They first appeared in an Italian church mosaic. We call them kings because of an obscure Old Testament reference to kings bringing gifts, which is in Psalm 72. We say that they're from the Orient because the Bible says they came from the East, but we don't know how far east. These men were probably from Persia, modern Iran. We think of them as astrologers because they were following a star. We call them wise men because that is how many English language Bibles translate the word magi. Wise men? That reminds me, someone made the observation that if the wise men had been wise women, they would have asked for directions. They would have arrived on time. They would help to deliver the baby. They would have cleaned the stable. They would have made a casserole, or even a lovely pie. They would have brought practical gifts, and there would be peace on earth. Life would have been very different. But we love the wise men just as they are, just as we see them every year in the Christmas pageants, dressed in royal robes, bearing rich gifts, kneeling before the baby Jesus. The kneeling part is real, by the way. Matthew tells us that when they saw the child, they fell down and worshipped him. Kings kneeling before the king. And that, I believe, is why this story is in the Bible. These men were not Jews. They were educated, but not biblical scholars. They were not clergy. They're not being devout followers of the one true God. They are unlikely candidates, not the kind you would expect God to call to be actors in this beautiful little drama that gets played and replayed every year in every church around the world. I wonder, is this a lesson we could learn from today? Amen.
The baby Jesus born in Bethlehem was, of course, of the line of King David. And King David, several hundred years before, had written Psalm 23. the Lord is my shepherd, but how the Lord leads us into green pastures and beside still waters. So we're going to sing that now, number 537, The Lord's My Shepherd. Remain standing to affirm words of our faith in the Creed. And of course, it reminds us that we are joining with our brothers and sisters around the world today in saying these words about what we believe. So together. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith, and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So we sit on the altar to pray as Jean comes to lead us in our intercessions. Let us pray.
Right. Let us pray. Lord of the nations, you called wise men to welcome your son as a baby and to bring him gifts. We know that the only gift Jesus really wants from us is our intention to follow him. Help us to bring that gift now, however robust or tentative we may feel in our faith, for you are a God of infinite welcome and you take us as we really are. May we also shout for joy, dance and sing your praises for the gift to us of that tiny baby born so long ago to unite the world and to eventually die on a cross to bring us salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of the years, you who see beyond the bend of time, we approach a new year with hope and anxiety. Until the year gets properly established, it feels fragile and newborn. We pray that you will settle and strengthen our hearts as we entrust this year to you and ask you to fill it with depth and discovery, May 2022 truly be the year of our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
With all that is in the news at present, be it Afghanistan, Yemen with food shortages, fires in Colorado State, racial discrimination, COVID, and sexual perversion worldwide, and in particular the UK stabbings, may we hope that our love for Jesus reaches out in love to not only those caught up in these events, but also to perpetrators and those thinking of doing harm to others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of the Church, we thank you for this church, St. Margaret's and our sister church, Holy Trinity, the places, the people, the history, and what they have meant to generations of people living near. Thank you, Father, for the people who have flowed in and out through the doors, faithful or searching, joyful or sad, hopeful or anxious. Thank you for the part these two churches have played in the lives of so many, and the way the love of God has been made in worship and service of others. We also thank you, Father, especially for our hard-working ministry team, Mike, Graham, David, Mary and Annette, and our organists, our wardens and vergers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, there are many people who this week are experiencing storms of their own, of ill health, of sudden injury, of the world falling apart. We particularly pray for those mentioned in our newsletter, Eve Nelson and Jill and David Winder. In the heart of these storms, just as Jesus brought peace to his disciples in a storm, hold these people close in your strong presence and let your peace undergird their lives. We now take a minute for anyone we know that your peace may go deep and even deeper into the heart of the storm. And on a very bright note, we congratulate Heather Channer on the occasion of her 90th birthday and hope you, Lord, will bless her with peace, joy and health. Lord, in your mercy. And now for the prayer our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jean, thank you. So the wise men came and visited a little baby, but that baby was actually to be was the Lord and the Saviour of the world. So after closing hymn, number 153, hallelujah, sing to Jesus. He's the sceptre, he's the throne, the triumph and the victory. And we receive our offertory during this hymn, number 153.
Hallelujah, is the truth.
So may the love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, both now and always. Amen.